joining us for edition number 2 of the NFL Mocks Roundtable here on YouTube, NFL Mocks, wherever you may be watching. Much appreciated. We're going to get right into it tonight. We have Jonah Tolles over there in the blue shirt. He's our resident Cowboys fan. And the other two are George Stockburger and Jeff Lobinski. Together, one of the best groups of our staff members. We have a lot of great staff members, but these guys are great. So I want to jump right into it, guys. We're after the draft. The draft's over, and you know, George and Jonah and I talked before the draft, and now here we are. And guess what? Brett Hundley is a Green Bay Packer. Jonah, throwing it over to you first. I found it to be a little bit of an odd fit. What's your take on Brett Hundley going to Green Bay?
Well, it was definitely an interesting pick. I mean, it's surprising that he went later than we thought he did, going well into day 3, but I think it's a great fit. I mean, Green Bay has, you know, experience developing those backup quarterbacks, most recently Matt Flynn, and before that Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. So I think this could be a great fit for him. Watch him to develop either, and he can become value through free agency or via trade. So expect the Packers to get the most out of him.
George, some may say Brett Hundley is the heir to the Aaron Rodgers throne. What's your take on Brett Hundley going to Green Bay?
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the more interesting moves of the draft. Packers obviously have that history of sort of taking a developmental guy while their starter's still in his prime. Aaron Rodgers is 31 years old, but he's only been playing for about 7 years after getting drafted in 05, sitting a couple years behind Favre. Another interesting part of the Green Bay quarterback situation is Blake Sims getting picked up as a free agent. So we'll just see what happens. Maybe they could get traded in a couple years, or one of them could be, as you said, the heir to the Packers' throne.
Jeff Lobinski, my favorite last name to say. Your take on Brett Hundley going to Green Bay?
I view it kind of like the Ryan Mallett situation a couple years ago in New England. I think Hundley's going to sit behind Rodgers, develop his pocket presence, and then when the Packers inevitably are blowing out some team, he'll come in, light it up, improve his value, and he'll be traded maybe for a 5th, 6th round pick, and then Packers get as much value as they can out of him because I don't see Rodgers stepping down anytime soon.
Guys, Brett Hundley to Green Bay, definitely an interesting story. But something else that I found interesting was Jay Ajayi taking so long to come off draft boards. Jonah, I'll start with you. Were you a little bit surprised that Ajayi fell?
Well, yeah, I was definitely surprised. But the rumor was that his knee was definitely a problem coming into it, the longevity of it. It's not a current issue now, but more likely in the future. They say probably 4 to 5 years now, he could be out of the league because of the ACL. That's why he fell so far to 5th round. I think it's a great steal for the Dolphins because I feel like he can get an instant production at the running back position considering the need they have there. I think him and Lamar Miller can be a two-headed monster there. I think the Dolphins got a great pickup.
Jay Ajayi to the Dolphins. George Stockburger, your opinion on Ajayi going to that Dolphins backfield?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting move. Obviously, the NFL sort of moving to a two running back sort of mentality. The injury, definitely a concern. There's specifically his knee. There's also a bone-on-bone sort of issue in his leg. We'll just see what happens with him.
Jeff, I know you're one of the guys that likes Jay Ajayi. What's your take on him going to Miami?
Yeah, to be honest, I had him rated higher than TJ Yeldon. I just liked his combination of power and speed. But I think it's a great value pick for the Dolphins. I think he and Lamar Miller can really ease the pressure on Ryan Tannehill as the Dolphins really look for him to take the next step in this next year.
Well, another guy, they thought Lamar Miller taking that next step. Hopefully he can do that along with Jay Ajayi kind of, you know, balancing the load a little bit there. Next, I want to go over to Jonah Tolles. Your Dallas Cowboys taking Randy Gregory, a guy that suffered a major slide after a marijuana issue. And that wasn't the only issue, as we found out, some other different issues going on with Randy Gregory. So, hey, you're the resident Cowboy fan. Give me your take on Randy Gregory to the Cowboys.
Well, I'll tell you from a Cowboys point of view that definitely I was really ecstatic to see Randy Gregory on the board at 60th. You know, I would have taken him at 27 if it was my choice, but, you know, Byron Jones is still on the board. We took him, and then at pick 60, man, Jerry Jones and company had to be ecstatic when he was on the board because the value he has is top 5 talent, most definitely. The marijuana definitely pushed him down the board, but, I mean, you cannot deny the talent he has there. I think he'll provide instant pass rush on our Marinelli run defense. I think he fits a need, so great value pick all around.
Randy Gregory to the Cowboys. George Stockburger, what's your take?
It's definitely, again, another interesting move in the draft. The Cowboys take a lot of risk. We've seen that with Dez Bryant in the past, Greg Hardy in free agency this year. And I mean, they've had success dealing with those guys. Again, Dez Bryant took him a couple years, but he seemed to mature a little bit more. We'll just see if Gregory can get, you know, on the right path and keep a good football mentality.
You know, when I look at Randy Gregory, I think of all these things, and I think of the off-field. Jeff, I want to go to you real quick. Do you think that the Cowboys should be concerned with his off-field stuff, or do you think that his on-field skill trumps that and therefore making that selection worthy of, you know, being a good pick in the second round?
I definitely got to be concerned. I mean, there was reports that he fell asleep in meeting with the Saints' marijuana issue after the combine. I mean, you just got to be smarter than that. But like we were talking about earlier, the Cowboys have done this before with Dez Bryant, so if any team is suited to take care of him and put him on the right path, I think, as much as it pains me to say it, it's probably the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and you know, going to this whole falling asleep during a job interview, it doesn't matter what job you're going, falling asleep during a job interview, but even being late to a job interview. That's like getting laughed during a live segment of radio or a podcast. That's just, it's not acceptable and it's understandable, but come on, you got to be smarter than that and you got to be better than that. So definitely tough for Randy Gregory. Hopefully it all works out and that off-field stuff gets put behind him. Jalen Strong, a guy I was pretty surprised about, slipped to the third round. Joel, I'll start with you on Jalen Strong. Personally, I had him a first-round grade, fell to the round three. What happened?
Well, I think it was definitely some of the issues he had with it on film, with him, you know, struggling against some of the corners that were below him on the draft board, like Steven Nelson. I think Steven Nelson kind of gobbled him up in the film I watched against Oregon State, and that could really slow down his progress of being a second-round pick, and that's what happened. I mean, but definitely, I had a third-round grade on Jalen Strong myself. I thought he was probably in the 70s range, but according to, I mean, his talent, yeah, to steal it in the third round. I mean, to get a player that can come in as a potential number one, that's big time for the Texans, especially after they lost Andre Johnson. I mean, I'm not saying that he doesn't have the potential, because he definitely does. I'm just saying right now, instant production as a rookie is probably not going to be there, but if you can get number one receiver late into that, you know, process, I think that'd be a good, you know, I think that'd be a good pick right there.
George, Jalen Strong falling to round three. What happened?
It's mainly the separation issues, in my opinion. I did a lot of scouting on Jalen Strong, and every time the cornerback's just right on him. And when you're going up against guys like Darrell Revis and Richard Sherman in this league, you're not going to succeed. If he can fix those issues, which I think Bill O'Brien's a very good coach, he could help him with that. We'll just have to see with him.
Well, you guys know Bill O'Brien the best, Penn State fans. You know, when I look at Jalen Strong, I saw a well-rounded receiver. I didn't see those separation issues. I know a lot did, but, you know, that's what's great about the NFL draft. So, Jeff, I want to throw it to you real quick. Jalen Strong slipping to round three. Is that one of the better picks that we saw in this draft?
Joe, I'll give you a name. Keenan Allen fell to the third round. We talk about him as one of the best up-and-coming receivers in the league. So I think the Texans probably got a little bit of a steal. I had him late round one, possibly round two. So, I don't know. I think his catch radius is phenomenal. I think Bill O'Brien can do special things with him down in Houston.
Look at Jeff throwing out some comps here. We got the name Keenan Allen being thrown out here. I love it. We got some innovative thinking here. You know, throw to the Giants real quick. Top three picks, absolutely fantastic in my opinion. Ereck Flowers in round one. It was Landon Collins in round two. And then follow that up by Owamabe Odigizuwa. I'm going to say that again because I think I nailed it. Owamabe Odigizuwa in the third round. The Giants, Ereck Flowers, Landon Collins, Odigizuwa. Really good draft. For me, their top three picks. So, Jonah, do you think the Giants had some of the best top three picks of all the class?
Well, definitely. For me, I had Owamabe Odigizuwa, the top player of all those three picks, believe it or not. I had Owamabe as a first-round talent and both the latter as second-round talents. But nonetheless, it was a deep depth and deep class for the Giants and good haul for them overall. But I think, potentially for me, the best draft class of them all for the first three picks was the Atlanta Falcons. They hauled in my number two overall player in Vic Beasley and hauled in Jalen Collins with a long press corner who fit really good in their defense as an outside press corner there. And I think Tevin Coleman, who I had as a first-round running back, I thought he has possessed really good traits similar to DeMarco Murray. I think he can really play ball. I think he would be a compliment to Devontae Freeman there and could eventually be that bell cow in the Atlanta scheme. So definitely the Falcons and the Giants had two great hauls in that draft.
Well, if you're listening, I just want to – you can thank me later for making all these guys say Owamabe Odigizuwa about 15,000 times. George, Giants top three picks, pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think probably one of the top three or top five draft classes in the league. I was a little down on Ereck Flowers. I thought he was more of a mid-round pick. But if you look at teams such as the Vikings, the Jaguars, the Ravens, I think they all had better top three picks. Jaguars got Fowler, Yeldon, and Cann, also got Green and Bennett later in the draft. Vikings got Trey Waynes, Eric Kendricks, TJ Clemmings, all guys I had in the first round. And the Ravens got Perryman, Max, and Carl Davis. So I think a lot of teams did really well, including the Giants.
Showing a little love to my Baltimore Ravens. Much appreciated. Jeff, going to you real quick. What do you think about the Giants' top three picks?
Right into the Giants, Jonah, don't forget about Grady Jarrett to the Atlanta Falcons as well. Another great pick by them.
Absolutely. Hey, you got to love what all these teams are doing. It was really a fun draft. So much value late, and we see it every year, but it seemed more pronounced this year with guys like Grady Jarrett, like Jalen Strong. I tell you, Odighizuwa falling that far really surprised me.
I agree.
You know, to some definite big sleeper guys that you're coming into this league, and they're going to make teams, so definitely pretty interesting. Let's track back here to day one. Jameis Winston going number one to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Marcus Mariota number two to the Tennessee Titans. Not Marcus Mariota, Commissioner Roger Goodell. Marcus Mariota. Two really good picks that I think Winston and Mariota have definite possibility to succeed in this league, definite potential. They're going to succeed. It's just a matter of time, in my opinion. What about you guys? Winston or Mariota? You know, not even who's going to have the most success, but just kind of compare the two and the kind of success that they can have. Jonah, I'll start with you. Talk about both quarterback prospects and what they can do moving forward.
Well, if we're talking rookie production or like instant production this year, I think Marcus Mariota is the better fit to have better success this year because he has a better offensive line, first off, and he has a better defense. That defense will help him out big time, giving him back the ball. And Marcus Mariota doesn't turn over the ball as much as Jameis Winston, so that's a plus as well. The offensive line should keep him healthy, and that running game should keep him good too. So that's what I think.
Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. Jeff, I'm going to start with you here. I'm going to mix it up because why not, right? We're having fun. We're on the fly. We're recording this really late at night, and we've done so much work over this night. We, you know, little insight for you if you're watching this. I probably broke 20 times starting this video, so I didn't maybe mean to say Jeff there, but hey, Jeff, we're starting with you anyway. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, just give me a kind of quick synopsis on both of these guys.
I actually disagree with Jonah here. I think Winston will have a bigger impact early because look at his receivers, Vincent Jackson, Mike Evans, Austin Seferian Jenkins. They got Kenny Bell from Nebraska, I think sixth round. Doug Martin, Charles Sims, and they picked up some running back late in the draft as well. So I think this is weapons. I mean, and they're big weapons. They're not like Deshaun Jackson size. So I just think his weapons, I think he's more pro-ready than Mariota. So that's my
George, I'm not going to skip you here. Don't worry. What's your take on Winston Mariota?
Well, kind of counter Jeff's thing, I think the Titans did really well getting receivers in this draft. We got Dorial Green-Beckham in the second round, who had the top three talent, if not four, is off the field issues. And one of Jeff's favorite guys, Trey McBride, in the seventh round. So I think Mariota has some great targets there in Tennessee to work with, and that could help him develop really well.
How about Trey McBride falling so far into that class? I thought it was very interesting. Him on the offensive side of the ball, and then safety Jerron Holloman falling to the seventh. The Pittsburgh Steelers eventually picked him up. I know Holloman has some tackling issues, but for the seventh round, that was pretty crazy. So, like I said, it kind of goes with the theme of a lot of good players being taken late, and that was also reflected in the undrafted free agents section. So, something interesting to watch. Jonah, I know you're excited. This is going to be your favorite time of the video. You're going to get to talk more about your Dallas Cowboys because we all know there's nothing more that Cowboys fans love to do than brag about their own team. And I'm not trying to throw a knock at you. It's just the truth. That's Cowboys fans. So, you know what, man? I'm giving you the floor. Talk a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys, what they did this year.
All right, so what we did in the first round was we waited. What I was hearing was that we were trying to trade up from 27 to grab Byron Jones. We saw Peters and Johnson go off early in the top 20. We thought Jeff's and George's Eagles were going to take Byron Jones, but they took Nelson Aguilar instead, which was still a good pick. But, yeah, that definitely sweated out for the Cowboys to take Byron Jones at 27. Made a great pick, great need there at corner. Made an upgrade over Brandon Carr there. Second round, I didn't know what to expect. I saw Carl Davis there. I saw Odighizuwa there. I didn't really expect Gregory to be there at all. And then Randy Gregory falls into our laps, and that's a great value pick, one of the steals of the draft. Then third round, we kind of threw a curveball because I thought we were going to take a running back for sure. I thought either Mike Davis or J.A. Jai for sure. And we took Chaz Green, who I was really high on because he played all five positions on the offensive line. I think he'll be a good swing tackle for us, filling for what Jeremy Parnell left. Then the fourth round, we took a guy named Damian Wilson, inside linebacker of Minnesota. He definitely will fit the need of a linebacker we need as backup. So considering how Sean Lee's been injured lately and how we can use a Will linebacker in our scheme, and he could be the new Anthony Hitchens fourth round pick guy, steal. Fifth round, we took Ryan Russell, another base left defensive end who can provide some pass rush off the edge and who could also play a little bit of three technique if he bulks up. And then we had 3 7th round picks. One of those 7th round picks was Lawrence Gibson, who's a long athletic tackle who has potential to play on the left side, but he'd be more of a project. The other one is Mark Nzacha. Mark Nzacha is a Will linebacker who's a converted safety, I believe, who was born in Germany, and he is really athletic. I mean, he ran like 4.52 in the 40, jumped 40 inches in the vertical. He's a really athletic guy, can potential more special teams player. And then our last guy we traded up for was Jeff Swaim, tight end out of Texas, more of a blocking tight end. So I think that's how the Cowboys drafted it so far. I think they've got some good value, good picks right there. I think most definitely, I think the Cowboys, probably a B draft, considering they could have got a running back there. I'm kind of puzzled why we didn't take a running back, but I'm ready to roll with McFadden and the boys down with the offensive line. So overall, I thought it was a really solid draft for my Cowboys, especially with Randy Gregory being the selling point.
Mark Nzacha. Can you say that again, please? That sounded really smooth. Can you just say it for us again?
Yeah, Mark Nzacha. Not Mark Nzioka. Mark Nzacha from linebacker, Wyoming.
That might be better than my Owamabe Odikizuwa. I'm just trying to stall because I don't want the Eagles fans to get to brag about their team. Because if Dallas Cowboys fans like to brag about their team, that doesn't even compare. What is it with you guys? The NFC East, like the Redskins, the Eagles? I guess it must just be that. I don't know. But anyway, got to throw it to you guys because nobody really wants to hear from you Philly fans. But we got to do it anyway. No. George, let's start with you. Talk a little bit about your Eagles.
We got probably the two favorite guys that Jeff and I were watching. Nelson Aguilar in the first round, who is the reliable receiver that Kelly's always looking for. Really soft hands. It's a great pick there, yes. And Eric Rowe, who we think could play a corner, might be able to move to safety. We haven't really had a good safety since Brian Dawkins. But those are the two guys we were really wanting. I thought we would have to trade back into the first to get both of them. In the third round, Jordan Hicks, a good linebacker, might be the end of Michael Kendricks, though. And one guy I really like at the end is Brian Mahalik out of Boston College. He's a 6'9 defensive lineman. He could be one of those core special team guys that Chip Kelly really likes, maybe block a couple kicks. Those are the guys I really liked from the Eagles.
Look at you, the friendly roommate, giving your roommates some extra picks to talk about. You didn't hog everything. I think we're all very proud of you, George.
No, Cowboys.
Wow, you know, there's no one else
Cowboys fan. You're not a Cowboys fan. A little state Jonah. He's throwing some, what's that the kids call it, throwing some shade? I think that's what they call it nowadays. I don't think I use that right, but yeah, maybe we can edit that out at the end. But no, Jeff, going over to you, talk a little bit about whatever George left you to talk about the Cowboys, the Eagles.
Before I get into the last two picks you didn't talk about, let me just briefly touch on the first two picks. Like you said, the Eric Rowe and Nelson Aguilar were the two guys I wanted the most in this draft. I think Aguilar, I fell in love with him. As soon as I put on the tape, he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's a high-character guy, really reliable. I think he'll fit very nicely as our number one this year, next to Jordan Matthews. Eric Rowe, I'm hearing they're going to try to start him at corner and then eventually switch him. Most likely, if it doesn't work out, they'll switch him out to safety. But they love his size on the outside. And then the guys he didn't talk about were Jacory Shepard in the sixth round at 191. He came to college as a wide receiver, actually, so he's extremely talented when the ball's in the air. It's just he doesn't know the finer points of playing corner. But as a sixth-round pick, I think I love his potential. And the last guy was Randall Evans from Kansas State, another Kansas guy. Evans played his whole career in the slot. So, I mean, I wasn't in love with the pick, but if they can get as much out of him as they can, most likely he'll just replace Brandon Boykin in a few years' time.
Two things I'm observing from this. First of all, you guys did a lot of research, which I'm very proud of. I feel like I'm hosting a show with some intelligent people, and also two Eagles fans and a Cowboys fan on the same show and relatively getting along. I like that. I like that's what we're all about here at NFLMarks.com. We're about peace. We're going to edit that out. Okay. Where do I start?
Before we edit it out, hurry up. My computer's about to die.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to close. Okay, crap, where do I start?
Eagles fans, Cowboys fans get along.
No, I'm not. I'm going to cut that. Yeah, what was the thing you said?
I said he'll take over for Brandon. He'll take over for Brandon Boykin.
Two really good draft classes, and guys, I appreciate you. You Eagles fans, Jonah, you're a Cowboys fan. You both getting along. That's what we love here. No throwing shade at each other. Again, I keep... Okay, hold on.
Can you just give me time to get a charger, then we can start this?
Yeah. Like 2 seconds. Throwing so well, I don't know why I keep using the term throwing shade. Is that even a term?
I've never heard of it.
It sounds like a Southern thing.
I've never even heard of it. I'm from the South. I've never even heard of it.
Okay. He's like, well, and there's another part we got to redo real quick. It was after the Mariota Winston.
Need to match.
Got a year full of bloopers. All right, Boykin. Okay. Hey, absolutely. Both two very good draft classes. My Baltimore Ravens, so a little insight there real quick. I love what they did in the first round. Breshad Perriman, the wide receiver, and then Max Williams in the second, the tight end. Two guys that I think you could have gotten in the first round. And then, quietly, as my lamp falls down, we were live here, okay? You know, you got to cut us some slack. Starting over, 3. Hey, absolutely. Two very good draft classes. George, stop smirking. Okay, on left. 3, 2. Hey, absolutely. Two very good draft classes. And my Baltimore Ravens, I thought, did a pretty admirable job. Breshad Perriman, Max Williams, and Carl Davis as their first three picks. Three guys I would have said, hey, take them in the first round. And you got all three. Carl Davis coming at 91. Definitely a solid pick. Real quick, guys, I want to throw two names at you guys, and you tell me how you think they're going to fare. Okay, so we have Odell Beckham Jr. last year, and you also have Amari Cooper and Kevin White. How do you guys think Amari Cooper and Kevin White can match up? Do they even touch the kind of rookie years that Odell Beckham Jr. had? Jonah, I'm going to start with you.
No, I don't think any receiver in the next 5 years or 10 years will touch Odell Beckham what he did. In, like, what, 9 games? I mean, he played, like, half the season, and he almost caught, like, 1,500 yards receiving. That was insane. We've never seen it from a rookie receiver like that before. I think the person that probably had the best receiving year, probably Kevin White, just because of the experience of Jay Cutler and how we've seen him do good things in the past. But I wouldn't count on it. And Derek Carr, he's still a young player, so I wouldn't expect the world out of him for Amari Cooper. So... it's an up-and-down thing, but no one will touch Odell Beckham's production in the next, like, 10 years.
George, real quick, do you think Cooper or White, either one of them even match what Beckham did last year?
No, neither of them are going to come anywhere close. Obviously, Kevin White has the better quarterback to work with. That's not saying much with the two comparisons. Amari Cooper's going to make the plays that help Derek Carr. But, none of them are going to come anywhere close.
Jeff, what about you? Do you even think they come close?
I think Jonah was being generous with saying 10 years until we see Odell Beckham production as a rookie. I don't think we're ever going to see what Odell Beckham did in the first 9 games of his career. But back to the subject, I actually think Cooper will have a better year. I mean, I think Kevin White will be a little bit like Alshon Jeffrey in his rookie year. Like, not, he'll be okay, but nothing special. I think his second year, I think he needs to work on his route running a lot. I think Amari Cooper is just so pro-ready. Don't underestimate the addition of Michael Crabtree with the Raiders. They also have Michael Rivera, and they have I think Latavius Murray could have a big year in Oakland. So I think Cooper will get more chances to catch the ball, and I think he's just more pro ready.
That's fair.
Look at you agreeing with Jonah, an Eagles fan agreeing with a Cowboys fan. You gotta love it. I think that's where we're going to cut it off, guys. A nice little post-draft segment. We're going to have more of these here on NFLMocks.com as we close and we enter this new phase of a website. So I want to thank all these guys for coming on. Throw it to you guys real quick. Jonah, I will exit you first, and you know, we're going to kind of roll through this here. Jonah Tolles, thanks for joining us, man. Tell everyone where they can find you on Twitter and all that other good stuff.
Well, you guys can follow me on Twitter at JonahTolles15. That's JonahTolles15. Jonah Tolles 15. So shout me out there. I'll hit you up with all this draft info and this Cowboys talk. Just hit me up.
If you don't want Cowboys talk, just don't follow him. Same with these Eagles fans, but I'm going to have to introduce them anyway because that would be rude of me. George Stockberger, Eagles fan. Disclaimer. Tell them where they can find you on Twitter.
All right, on Twitter, I'm a Phillies fan _1. Fan is with PHAN. And check us out on NFL Mocks. Go to our about page to see all of our individual articles. And check us out on Twitter.
Jeff Zlobinski. Get to say your last name one more time. Tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, I should do a pretty good job of pronouncing my last name. But you can find me on Twitter at NFLDraftGuy215. I tweet about everything NFL draft, but mostly, you know, Eagles talk here. But hit me up with any questions you have, and I'll try my best to get back to all of you guys.
Well, these guys aren't the only one. You can find all of our NFL Mocks staff members on Twitter. Follow at NFL Mocks, and you can get all of us there. Much appreciated. Thank you guys so much for joining us on episode 2. We're just learning this whole online format. It's brand new, so we're going to try some cool things out with graphics. It might not look cool to you, but it's pretty cool to us. So thanks so much for joining us tonight. This has been the NFL Mocks Roundtable, episode 2.